Hawaii touches the heart. Tradition makes for a moving experience at Mauna Lani. "Hut ho!" the steersman bellowed, so I switched sides, gripping the T-end of the paddle and digging into the glassy blue beneath me. The only sounds. Water splashes as the canoe cut forward and the labored breath of other paddlers. But why were tears rolling down my face? I've done sunrise canoe paddles before, off the shores of Waikiki, off Kauai. They're a fun touristy feature at a lot of resorts. Like many Californians, I've been to the Hawaiian Islands more than a few times. In fact, statistics from the Hawaiian Tourism Authority show that Southern California is Hawaii's largest source market, making up 30% of all visitors. I'm just one of millions drawn to the unique culture and unforgettable landscapes these islands offer. The Mauna Lani. So why was I getting choked up during this paddle trip at Mauna Lani Resort off the Big Island's Kohala Coast? The Mauna Lani Resort sprawls over 32 oceanfront acres along the verdant strip of coast on Hawaii Island's northwest side, where lava flows over the past two centuries have created a lunar-like landscape, broken only by the green belt near the ocean. Francis Brown, an important land developer in this part of Hawaii, partnered with the Tokyu Corporation to create the Mauna Lani. Fun fact, the Japanese architect created the hotel in the shape of an arrow that points toward Japan. It first opened its doors in 1983. Then in 2018, Auberge Resorts Collection took over the property, its first in the state, relaunching the resort in January 2020 after millions in renovations. Evidence of the renovations is everywhere, from its rooms refreshed with a decor heavy on natural fabrics and earthy textures to its lush Auberge Spa, three swimming pools connected to the beach by a great lawn, state-of-the-art workout facilities, and racket sports, plus a 36-hole golf course.